Spangles McNasty and the Diamond Skull by Steve Webb. "Wake up! Time for a nosabout," she yelled at Rocking, the unlikely horse who was fast asleep on the sofa in her lounge, as Rosie didn't have a stable or a garden because she lived in a flat. Luckily, she lived on the ground floor, so Rocking only had to use the stairs if he wanted to go out onto the roof to watch the sun set over Bitterly Bay, which he did most weekends, though he preferred to use the lift. Rocking did a big old horsey yawn as he clopped out of the front door into the familiar quiet nighttime scene. He was not remotely interested in other people's business, or even other horses' business. Rocking just wanted to get the nighttime nosabout over with as quickly as possible and get back to his sofa. He turned left at the end of the street and headed towards the town centre. Sausage Face Pete was covered in glue. The creeping around sticking posters up in the middle of the night business was harder than he'd expected. He had glued 12 posters to the walls, windows and lampposts and 17 to himself when he saw the horse approaching. "Excuse me, young lady, what are you doing?" Rosie Barker, the nosy Parker, asked, as she and Rocking clopped closer.